Are you ready for an epic adventure? I'm your host, Steve Kellums, and welcome to the Epic Adventure Podcast. This week on You Heard It Here Last, we start with news from Chaosium, the publishers of Call of Cthulhu and Pendragon. They're running a contest based on their basic role-playing system. This is the same D100 system used for both Call of Cthulhu and Pendragon. Chaosium is seeking submissions for new games that use the D100 system through the Orc license. Winners will not only receive cash payments for the submissions, but they'll also get publication support. What do you make of that, Mike?
Sounds like fun to me. I love it when companies actually go out and elicit some of the, like, you know, creative energy or whatever of the community that plays their games. I love that. I mean, because that's always been one of, sort of, to me, one of the hallmarks of the role-playing game community all the way back to the, you know, 70s and 80s, was that it was so, you know, role-playing games are so, like, evocative. They're so good at, like, just turning us into imagination machines, creation machines, that, like, we're left with all this, like, pent up, like, you know, creative energy. And why not, as a company, go out to your extraordinarily creative community and say, hey, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I love this too. I think this is phenomenal. And it's a great opportunity for those out there that would like to get into writing role-playing games and they don't really know where to start. System's already done for you. All you need to do is come up with a really cool theme and just kind of add that on top of the system. And hey, if the publishers like it, not only do you get a little cash money to start with, but you're also going to get your game published out there. And really all it takes is one, right?
Yeah. And that's actually, I think, one of the benefits of this particular system. It's D100, man. It doesn't get simpler than that. And what's interesting is, and I don't know how much, you know, Chaosium is going to be up for this sort of thing, but the thing about the D100 system is it's super simple, but it's a foundation. Like, I can imagine, we were talking about this last night, you know, we were talking about the idea of, like, hey, let's make a Matrix, you know, role-playing game. And like, one of the things that popped into my head was, like, well, there's so much of this cinematic special effects kind of, like, craziness in Matrix that you're going to want to extend it past, like, a simple skills-based role-playing game. And, you know, how could you take the D100 system and start adding in mechanics for doing things that are, you know, above and beyond, you know, that sort of basic skill-based system? And the truth is, it's easy. You know, basic role playing is so simple that, like, I absolutely think you could make almost any game out of it.
See, I love the idea of historical role playing because I think the D100 system is perfect for historical role playing. And, you know, looking at games that don't exist out there, like a real Western game, that would be kind of fun. And, you know, hey, maybe somebody else would like it too. But if you have those ideas, save them. Don't share them with the world right now. Go ahead and write those things up, send them into Chaosium and see if you can come up with a publication gig there. That'd be awesome. Now for the next one, I want to go to something that's near and dear Mike's heart. The Fallout TV show will debut on Amazon Prime on April 11th. So we should be dropping this episode just before that. And everybody's kind of been waiting for this thing. Mike, all the trailers are out. Everything's been pushed out there. All the publications been pushed out there. What do you think? Is it going to be any good?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my. Yeah, it's. I remember the lead up to the Wheel of Time being put out by, you know, Amazon Prime. I'll come back to Fallout. But, like, I was a huge, huge Wheel of Time fan. It is, you know, it's probably my favorite book series of all time. I like it. I read it. I read it more often than I read Lord of the Rings. I just was so nervous that they were going to screw that up. And sure enough, when I watched it, sorry to all the people who put blood, sweat, and tears into that series, but it is not what I wanted at all. I was so disappointed by it. And what was funny, though, is that, like, I have those same feelings right now for Fallout. I am so worried that it is not going to meet my expectations. But who knows?
You know, Hollywood nowadays is really good at screwing up things that are pretty simple. And I honestly, I think Fallout's pretty simple. It kind of looks good. And if they lean into some of those basic themes and they don't try to make it too complex, I think it'll turn out okay. But like you, I'm afraid they're just not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, the problem with Wheel of Time was, this is just my opinion, I am not an expert, and I'm sure there are a lot smarter people out there than me who can refute this, but to me, the Wheel of Time was already written like a goddamn movie. Pardon my French. It was already written in a very cinematic style. There was a way that the first book was a little rough in terms of, like, you know, how it was structured, but there was a way the first book was structured in a way that very much felt like a movie. There was a way the second book was structured that very much felt like a movie. It got a little muddled in the middle, and if you look at the excellent work that Brandon Sanderson did to wrap up the series, he definitely writes in a very cinematic way. You absolutely did not have to change the fundamental structure of the Wheel of Time in order to get it right. With Fallout, I think most pleased by the idea that they're not trying to retell the story of Fallout 4 or Fallout 3 or New Vegas or 1 or 2 or any of the Wastelands. I am happy that they are basically creating a brand new story, which means there's no storyline for them to screw up. At this point, if they can convey the brutality combined with the hilarity of that world in a way that is tongue-in-cheek cheesy, I think it'll be good. I think there's hope, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, we'll all just have to keep our fingers crossed. And that's it for this week of You Heard It Here Last. Stay tuned for more upcoming news from the world of tabletop role-playing games.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Reach out and connect with us by going to oddfishgames.com. And don't forget, have an epic adventure.